Hello, and welcome to episode 16 of the Road to Change podcast. My name is Matthew McVarish, and I am the European Ambassador for Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sexual Abuse. I'm on the Road to Change, which is the 10,000 mile, 16,000 kilometre walk to stop the silence and stop that child sexual abuse. And with me this week, in Malta, country number 22, is Mandy Bobs Mick Sunburn. How are we, Mandy Bobs?
Mick Sunburn, just like you say.
So, we're just a bit shattered. It's been a mental 2 weeks, really, since, as your regular listeners would notice, Stiggo has been off on his own wee adventure with the Bourne for this 2 weeks. And Mandy Bobs, we've not stopped.
Yeah, Cyprus shaped out really well in the end, didn't it?
Cyprus is just a blur to me, but I just want to say, because last week, if you heard the hoo-ha that poor Stiggo and Jack went through with the burglary, so we just put that podcast up so folk could hear what was going on. Last Saturday I was walking from the airport in Cyprus to Nicosia, so...
Saturday I was in Larnaca, well, Rochlaniki, just outside Larnaca, the ghost town.
Yeah, so it was a bit crazy last week. We never quite posted what we were up to. So, yeah, we just want to go back and say that we had a fantastic week in Athens. It was really difficult because of the election. And we got some national news coverage, some press in Greek. And we managed to speak to the government. We met an incredible NGO there called Smile for the Child. Smile of the Child. And they're going to stay in touch with us with regards to the next wave of what Road to Change is all about. But I just want to thank everyone in Athens, because it was a difficult week for Road to Change because of what was going on in that city that week. But nonetheless, it was great. The family that we stayed with were so kind, and they made us. It felt like, I mean, at that point, it was the furthest I'd been from home, and it really felt like going home for a week. Is Julie and Yanni, who are actually the aunt and uncle of Ali, who was the van driver of Yvonne way back. Oh my goodness me, that was last when I was in Sweden. Because it's mental. This week, it's a year since I left London, and I'm having these kind of mini strokes as I think, God, that was actually a year ago or whatever. So, yes. So I'm so tired. I'm just kind of waffling here. But the point is, massive thanks to Julie and Yanni, and also the boys, Luca and Dimitri, the guys. They really helped us out, and they made us feel so at home, and they helped me gain about a kilogram, which was good.
With other healthy home cooking.
It was just awesome. It was constant, and it was wonderful. It was so like mum was cooking for me. So thanks, Julie, and I hope we're... I don't know, your house must seem really quiet now that we're away, but... So we went straight from there, walked to the airport in Athens, and then we landed in Cyprus. And Mandy Bobs, what happened then?
It was just a blur. Like, literally from Monday, it was like go, go, go. We had the embassy, the NGO back to back, then the Ministry of Education, Commissioner for Children, the Ombudsman.
All really positive meetings. I mean, there were, other than... one press interview, which was really difficult. The whole of Cyprus was wonderful. Apart from that wee guy that I gave the flyer to, who kicked off. Did you hear about that?
You told me about it. I wasn't there.
I was just really upset, and you know me. I generally like to keep folks up to date about, because it's an awareness campaign. I like to keep folk aware of what's happening. So when that happened, they ripped up the flyer, and I just put it on Facebook. I went, this wee man just ripped up the flyer. And the people who are from Cyprus, because about 30 folk from Cyprus have added me on Facebook this week. Hello to all my new pals. Awesome. So they just said they said that surely the old guy must have misunderstood what it said and what it was about. I mean, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, with the whole problem with child sexual abuse is you can't start to talk about it without people getting hysterical. And they've not even listened to the whole situation. They just hear a tiny bit, and they panic, and they react, and that kind of, everyone's walking around like a coiled spring. Kind of, you know, to it's kind of maybe of that generation. People are still, they react very immediately without all the information. So maybe that's what happened. The flyer that I handed him does say child sexual abuse on it. And I'm obviously, I'm trying to raise awareness of that. But yeah, it was a bit baffling, to be honest.
Yeah. He either thought you were advocating child sexual abuse, or he himself was very much in favour of the opposing team.
You never know. I mean, yeah, I mean, the amount of people, I've handed out thousands of flyers, and by the law of averages, I must have handed out flyers to people who perhaps in some point in their life have been offenders, but we don't know. I mean, I'll never know. But I'm not saying that wee guy was an offender. It could be, who knows. But his reaction to the information was really unique and really bizarre. But yeah, I mean, he reacted like I just handed him some child pornography. It was just like, what's happening here?
Mm.
So yeah, so that was weird. But I'd say Cyprus was so, in comparison to having just came through the Balkans, it feels, because it's a smaller country, things seem to be underway there at the moment. You know, obviously there's still cultural issues that will take their time to change. But there's a political will in all levels of the kind of public sector to actually address these issues. And they're ratifying the Lanzarote Convention as we speak, which isn't going to be the magic wand, obviously. It's still going to take a while for things to really change. But
there's no statute of limitations there, is there?
None. No. So that means that if you're listening to this from Cyprus and you know someone who's been sexually abused, just encourage them to make that report to the police if they haven't already. And it's I know it's easy to just say, oh, just go to the police, and in reality it's a lot more difficult than that, of course it is. But the statute of limitations, which the Road to Change has opposed in every EU country, and it doesn't exist in Cyprus, doesn't exist in the UK. And we'll be interested, because we've just arrived here in Malta. And this is me and my geography. I didn't know that these islands used to be run by the UK. So they're driving on the right. All the plug sockets are British plug sockets.
Driving on the left.
Don't know what it said as you leave the airport. Drive on the right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it was driving on the left in Cyprus. Well, it was a shock to the system. They've gotten so used to being on the right-hand side of the road. I started panicking at one point.
As part of my dyslexia, I can't do left and right. I'll need to consult the photograph that I took of the thing that said drive on the something. Mm. I don't know. I'm going to check that right now. Or you talk, Mandy Bob, because I'm annoyed now. You go ahead.
Yeah, so hopefully we might find out it's a very similar situation here. They're already quite proactive when it comes to child protection, and there's a lot of campaigning going on when it comes to child sexual abuse already here in Malta.
Drive on the left. You're right, Mandy Bobs.
Yeah.
So, they drive there on the British side.
So just you make sure you walk on the right.
I know. Well, I didn't do an awful lot of walking yet. I only done about 10 kilometres today and from the airport. I mean, the whole island is like 27 kilometres long.
So you could walk from one end to the other in like, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, before lunch. I'm like, come on, people, let's get the whole country up on their feet walking around. Can you imagine? Just get everyone to stand up and just take one step.
What's the population?
Less than Luxembourg. It's less than 500,000 people. This is the smallest country in the EU. Don't quote me on that. There's probably going to be one that I've forgotten about that's smaller than Malta. But yeah, this is what you find with child sex abuse, and what we've seen now in the smaller countries is that it's really difficult for for people in these communities to come forward, because in an environment like this, obviously you can't have a sex offenders register in a country this small, because Everyone knows everyone. And the thing about the child protection is you try to protect the victims. And very often, especially with family members, if you have a sex offenders register that identifies the offender, then you know it's not rocket science to work out who the victims were. So yeah, it's going to be interesting this week to see how they're addressing it. You know, I really don't know what.
Well, they're involved in the 1 in 5 campaign quite heavily, and there's a new president just been elected here. The president's office showed interest quite a while back when we were in Romania. They contacted us
and
asked if they could advocate the project, because it already ties in with a lot of their new legislation and policies that's happening just now.
So it's going to be exciting.
You've got a press conference first thing on Monday, followed by a walk with various different embassy staff and the High Commissioner himself.
Awesome.
So we'll be handing out flyers.
Be chatting to as many folk as possible. We're getting a whole new batch of flyers coming as well, because the flyers that we have, the little graphic that shows my route was really embarrassing, because the ones we have right now, the little red line that shows where I walk doesn't have Malta on it.
It's so humiliating.
I know, that's why I said let's get new flyers sent to Malta, so because my brother Mojo, hello Mojo, he fixed that so that we so that that graphical error is graphical a word.
It is today.
Well, it's now no longer an error. Anyway, so we're going to have a new Road to Change flyers on Monday. Thank you for donating money to pay for the flyers, all of you who donated money to pay for the flyers. Mm. So it's been mental. I think I've got a real belief that I'm going to go back to Cyprus one day, and there just felt like there's so much happening there. I mean, I ended up in a play. It was a piece of
it was a Greek tragedy.
Well, it was Forum Theatre, which is Augusta Boal, and it's Theatre of the Oppressed, and so members of the audience are allowed to tap the actor on the shoulder and replace them. Of course, but the play was in Greek, so I somehow.
It was a play about child sexual abuse, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just wanted to get in there and argue. So there's always a way. You can always find a way to get in there. There's, you know, there'll always be translators. So that was fun. And the British Council, not the British High Commission, but the British Council in Cyprus were also extremely accommodating, and they have expressed an interest in helping us establish a new translation of My Body Belongs to Me, which is the book Jill Staroszewski, if I'm saying her name right, sorry Jill. It's an incredible book. I mean, personally, I don't profit from the publication of that book in any way. I just think it's a great resource, and it should be. It's such a great book that she's created. Dr. Pam Lapine, the founder and CEO of Stop the Silence, she was consulted by Jill way back when the idea for the book came together. So obviously we have an interest in the book, and we like to see it promoted. But it just, you know, like I've said before in the podcast, if that book that teaches kids not about sex but teaches them about their body, if that existed in the 80s, you know, if that was taught even once, my entire life could be totally different. We wouldn't be sitting here in Malta, Mandy Bobs.
Imagine.
I know. So you win some, you lose some, I guess, you know.
Silver linings and all that.
Here we are in Malta. But thanks to the British Council, they're going to continue the conversation with us. It's not going to happen overnight, but, you know, everyone in all sides are willing to make it happen, so I'm sure it'll happen soon as we can get that money put together. It's always about money. We're getting there, folks. Poor Stiggle. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast, please do. Episode 15 is only 10 minutes long, and it's not a Greek tragedy, it's an Italian tragedy. Mm. What would you call that? I don't know. Panicked.
A mob?
Commedia dell'arte, that's what it is. It's just a riot. I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
I've got a sunstroke. It's just not happening.
I just, like, I'm going to try this week. My good friend Shabob is coming over with her family, and she's bringing the replacement walking poles, which we've bought, the ones that were stolen from me in Bulgaria. So she's coming over on Monday to Malta, and I'll get to see her. And I'll definitely take some time off and speak about something other than child sexual abuse. I just think for my sanity. But I think it's just been quite an upheaval. We're up early, we got to the airport, and then walked here from the airport. And when the thing is, we were in Greece and then Cyprus and then Malta, And I still sometimes forget where we are.
This has been faster than normal, though. I mean,
so
this
much
is...
faster. Normally, it takes me at least a week to get to the next city.
Yeah.
At least a week. And I mean, it took me a month to get from, you know, Sofia to Athens. And then suddenly, I was in Nicosia after one day's walking. And now here I am.
In Valletta.
Valletta. So I think I need a good sleep, and I'll be okay. And but yeah, poor Stego. So let's. He's still on the road with Jack. They were travelling from Athens in Avon, the follow vehicle, all the way around to Sicily. Because at the end of the week here, after Mandy, Bobs, and I have kind of done everything we can to raise awareness here in Valletta, we're going to walk onto the boat here in Malta, and we'll walk off the boat in Sicily, and that's where. Everyone will be waiting for us. So let's go over to Stego and see how he's doing.
Hello and welcome to the podcast again. This time yet still again with Jack.
Hello,
that's Jack still. We're currently in Italy, as you might know, and we are in Tropea, something like that. It's a nice wee town. With lovely beaches, and we have had some great weather up until today. So today we've been having a fly swatting contest.
Yep.
I think
I'm winning.
Yeah, you've got the best one now. But apart from that, we last week, as you might know, we had to drive down from Bari because we couldn't stay there. It was too scary. So we drove down to this most south of Italy before you get to Sicily.
Reggio
di Calabria, yeah. It was also a nice town, but I wasn't anywhere to park. It was anywhere to park, but you had to pay for it. As you might know, we didn't have the money for that at that time. So we decided to take our stuff and drive up to Tropea. And it was a good choice. We've been... spending the last 2 days on the beach and the sun, so it's been nice. But we're in good health, and we still have to fix the window, but we have a lead on that, and we'll do that on Monday or Tuesday. But no more break-ins, I mean, that's good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, next week we're gonna drive away from here down to Calabria again, and then take the ferry over to Sicily so we can meet Matt, and that's in just over a week, I think it is now, so that will be great. And yeah, it's just a wee podcast this time, and it's not much to say. Thank you for everyone who supported us and helped us through
this. Thank you,
it's been lovely. Yeah, I guess we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy days, Stego. It's nice to hear your wee Swedish voice. And glad things are going better for you, Stego. And it's a shame you're not here in this apartment again. Here
with six beds.
This apartment has six beds. It's not been donated at all. We're having to pay for accommodation this week, which is fine. You know, people don't owe us free stuff just because we're walking around.
We're in the party capital of Malta, by the way.
Yeah.
So this is like because it was the cheapest apartment Mojo could find.
Yeah.
So incidentally, we've got all the 18 to 30s
because it's
noising us up tonight.
Yeah, you can hear people screaming in the street, and they're already drunk out there. And I'm staggering about like I am drunk. I'm just really tired. And I just walked down the road there, and I was trying to take a nice picture that looked like I was in Valletta to say, here we are. And I realised, like, everyone around me is on holiday.
Mm.
Everyone around me is walking around in flip-flops and sunglasses. And they're not, like, local people. They're British people and Scandinavians and Germans, and they're all here because it's May and it's summertime. And I'm just like, oh. It's like, and then I realised, everyone took a plane here, and that's all. I took a plane here as well, but you know, I just started to think, God, I'm so far from London, and because there's like palm trees and everyone's on holiday, and it's like, it's, if you're in France and you go, yeah, I walked here from London, you're like, fair enough.
Fair enough.
And I am so tired. Oh my goodness.
Well, you better rest up because you've got another busy week ahead of you.
It's non-stop, yeah.
We've got the Children's Ministry and the Ombudsman on the cards already.
Awesome.
This as well as the press conference and the High Commission and everything like that.
Yeah. So it's going to be an awesome week for...
We'll see if we can get another dinner reception lined up with some...
Yeah.
Nibbles and wine.
We're always like a free dinner, so we do. I've really tried to gain weight in this little... I mean, like, rest from the long walking, but I think I'll try again this week. It's really expensive on the islands, though.
It is. It's a bit of a shock after Romania, Bulgaria.
Yeah. So, yes. So, to report in, folks, we're confident that it's going to be a good week here in Valletta. Last week in Nicosia was just... We wish that every week in every city could be like that, because everyone was so receptive. I mean, we still had to compete with the American Vice President. Joe Biden flew in and closed down the city. And even closed down the phone lines, people were saying.
Yeah, they were getting cut off every other minute. And the helicopters flying all over the place.
So
it's like, come on.
I know. Walked here from London, you fly in from DC and, you know, it's all about you. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. So, but yeah, thank you to just everyone who helped make the Road to Change make the splash that it did in the last country, in the last two countries. And yeah, let's hope. Let's just do it again. Mandy Bobs, we'll just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it again.
Blast it. Wake up in Sicily.
I'm just going to go out and hand out flyers and hopefully no one will get upset and tell them up and throw them at me.
Mm.
But I'll do it after I've had a wee sleep. So yeah, thanks for listening, folks. And Mandy Bobs, have you any final thoughts for this week?
Always wear sun cream. Even when you think it's cold, it's not.
Isn't that a song by Baz Luhrmann? Wear sunscreen.
Slip, slap, slop.
So, okay. Yes, wear sunscreen, folks. It's getting hot, even if you're in Scotland. So if you've not listened to the podcast before, The Road to Change is, it's a 10,000 mile walk. And it's a project organised and supported by Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sexual Abuse. In partnership with the Moira Anderson Foundation, if you're a survivor in Scotland or if you know someone who needs help with a situation of child sexual abuse that someone in their family they're concerned about or anything like that, go to Google Moira Anderson Foundation in Glasgow, in Edinburgh. They've also got, well, their offices are in Airdrie, but they've got... starting to have offices all over the place, so check them out. They're awesome. And if you want to support the Road to Change, it's very simple. Go to roadtochange.eu and there's a big donate button if you'd like to help us eat this week, as we're in a really expensive country. And yes, we've got 10 countries to go after this. We've got 9 months.
Is that all?
Is it 9 months? Nearly 8 months. Just 8 months and I'm back.
That's scary. How fast it's going.
Aye.
She says, I'm not the one that's walking for 8 months.
She says, this taxi's been off it fast. Right, so, thanks, folks. Yes, loving your work and your support, and yous are all just smashing. Thank you so much. We'll see yous next week.
See you there.